Home health workers, says Eileen Boris, are bringing a new face to organized labor.
Home care workers represent the new face of labor. It was the organizing of home care workers that really expanded the Service Employee International Union. And where the iconic worker in the past was the auto worker, today it's the woman of color in the service sector.
Boris is a professor of feminist studies, black studies, and history at UC Santa Barbara and co-author of Caring for America, Home Healthcare Workers in the Shadow of the Welfare State. Visiting Santa Rosa to address a Sonoma County Living Wage Campaign event last night, she told KRCB these workers are caught between conflicting perceptions of their value.
On one hand, they have one foot in the care work sector, just like nurses. You know, we respect them, we need them, and we need to pay them well. And the other foot is in the service sector. And if we don't pay service workers living wages,
which makes it hard to sustain a career,
people circulate between doing home health care and doing fast food work, working in a nursing home. The fact is that in some areas, you can earn more money working fast food than you can doing home care. What does that say about how we value the labor of care?
Yet there are now more than 2 million personal care and home health workers in the American workforce, and their numbers are projected to increase sharply to meet the demand from our aging population.
We have a crisis in care. We have an elder boom and a gap between a rapidly aging population and people to care for them.
But who will be doing that work?
There is a racialization of domestic work. We stigmatize such jobs and we give them to people who are judged as the other, people of African descent, immigrants, particularly immigrant women of color.
This may explain some of the disregard those workers experience, Boris suggests, even here in California.
We're the leading state to give people paid sick days, but guess which group of workers is excluded? The in-home supportive service workers. Which workers are excluded from the Domestic Workers Bill of Rights? The home care workers.
In her analysis, Boris says local government, such as Sonoma County, which directly employs in-home support services workers, tends to exaggerate the cost of increasing those wages while discounting the economic benefits that would result from such raises.
The fear is it's going to cost the state too much. But the state only pays part of the cost of home care. At least 50% of the funding comes from the federal government. And we all know you put more money into people's hands, particularly people at the low end of the economic spectrum, they spend it.
So the union-led Fight for 15, Boris says, holds the promise of economic improvement for the workforce as a whole.
They are organizing not only for their individual members, but for the social whole. So the Fight for 15 is a fight not just for unionized workers, but for us all. It's to raise the floor rather than to sink us into lower and lower wages and the inability to have the American dream.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.